Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
Technical SEO. Technical SEO, the technical side of search engine optimization. So if you have the on-page side down, you understand what's going on with it, how you must set everything up, not just on your blog, but in and around your blog. And the off-page aspect, which is obviously backlinks. Website speed optimization. Ensure that your blog loads quickly, as site speed is a crucial factor. And I kind of spoke about that on the on-page side. So there's things such as, you know, make sure that you compress your images, right? Because you don't want to load a bunch of these huge images on your site over time. It'll slow your site down. So make sure you have something that compresses your images. Leverage the browser caching. You'll see a lot of that. Do some research on that. Minimize HTTP requests and utilize a content delivery network to enhance the website speed. We talked about this also, the responsiveness of mobile. So with an increasing number of users accessing their mobile devices, it's essential that your blog is mobile friendly. So make sure you use responsive designs when building your blog to ensure that the blog adapts seamlessly to the different screen sizes and resolutions. Another thing that people don't talk about is schema markup. So you can implement it to provide to the search engines that, you know, more context about your content. This structured data markup helps search engines understand the content of your pages better, potentially leading to like the rich snippets, you know, like in the search, Google search, when you go to search something and the first thing you see, and it's not actually in the search result, it's like above it, that's called rich snippets. You kind of see that with Pinterest, like recipes and stuff also. So yeah, rich snippets and search results. So make sure the schema, you understand schema markup, which can help improve the click-through rates, which is a big thing also. SSL certificates. So anytime you go to a website, you always see the little lock, the little green lock or the black lock on the site to let you know if that site is secure. Make sure your site has an SSL certificate. Secure your blog with the SSL certificate to enable the HTTPS. You'll get the HTTP without it, which is the acronym for it, but the S is the secure encryption part of it. So apart from providing security for the visitors, HTTPS is also a ranking signal for Google, which can positively impact your SEO efforts. I would never ever build a site or have a blog without a SSL certificate. You have to have an SSL certificate because you want to make sure you secure your site. And especially if your site gets to a point to where you're hosting things on there and there's some type of data going through there, you want to make sure that you provide that for your users. People don't like going to websites that's not secure. And that's understandable. Okay, sitemaps, XML sitemap. Create and submit a sitemap to your search engines. This file lists all of the URLs on your blog, helping search engine crawlers discover and index your content more efficiently. Regularly update and submit your sitemap to ensure new content is promptly indexed. What you do with your sitemap, you can actually make it in Notepad, and once you upload it, you have to upload it, go into your Google Search Console, and you can upload the sitemap. If you need more, if you want me to do a video on it, I can, or you can do a Google search on it, but sitemaps are very important. Another thing you need to do also with that sitemap is create a robot text file. Use a robot text file to instruct the search engine crawlers on which pages of your blog to crawl and index. Ensure it's properly configured to prevent crawling of sensitive or duplicate content while allowing access to important pages. Same instructions with the sitemap. Make sure that you do that. That's something that you can do within the Google Search Console also. Robot text files are important. Canonicalization. While canonicalization falls under on-page SEO, It's still a technical aspect worth mentioning. Implement mechanical tags to indicate the preferred version of duplicate or similar content. This helps consolidate link equity and prevents issues with duplicate content penalties. Now that's technical, technical. I really don't pay that too much of mine myself. The conicalization tags and things like that are conical tags. I don't pay it too much. That's just me myself. Now, if you have a more complex site, or you're more complex at the canonical side, or if you want more information on it, just do a Google search. I personally don't do anything with canonical tags, me personally, the way I build my blogs. So 404, when you get a 404 message, customize your 404 error page to provide users with helpful information and navigation options when they encounter a broken link or missing page. Regularly monitor and fix broken links across your blog to improve user experience and maintain SEO integrity. For that, I usually make sure I have a broken link plugin. Make sure you have a broken links plugin. So if you ever have a broken link, you can go in and fix it right away. You'll get some type of notification. You'll see a notification within your WordPress dashboard for broken links. So that's kind of how I kind of get rid of 404 errors, but I also get the notifications on it. It has, or the site has, some type of issue, some type of broken link or 404 error page or whatever. Structured data markup. Enhance your blog's appearance and search results by incorporating structured data markups such as scheme.org vocabulary for elements like articles, reviews, recipes, and events. This can increase the likelihood of your content being featured in rich snippets, improving visibility and click-through rates. Kind of talk about that a little bit in on-page SEO. One of the things that I make sure I have on the plugins that I have is Yoast SEO. And within that, that kind of falls under the structured data markup. They use OpenGraph. So make sure that's enabled. Make sure OpenGraph is enabled in your Yoast SEO plugin. That will fix anything that has to do with structured data markup. And it's easy if you use the Yoast SEO plugin. It's a free plugin. But make sure that's enabled. And the last thing is URL structure optimization. We kind of spoke about that. Some of these topics, they are on page and then they're technical. Some of them may have an element of off-page SEO and on-page SEO and so on and so on. So URL structure optimization, we spoke about this. While optimizing the URL structure is often considered on-page SEO, ensure clean, descriptive, and SEO-friendly URLs. It's crucial from a technical perspective as well. So use descriptive keywords in your URLs. Avoid excessive parameters or session IDs. So you don't want to have a bunch of numbers in your URL structure. You usually want to have short words like nichebloggingtips.com/how-to-start-a-blog. You know, you might have it some, you know, dashes in between, but you want to make it simple. You don't want to have numbers and all of that in the URL structure. So that's why I talk about permalinks also. So make sure your permalinks are turned on when you're setting up your blog. And implement proper URL redirection for any changes to avoid broken links and maintain SEO equity also. So yeah, by paying attention to these technical aspects of SEO, if you're a beginner blogger, you can lay a solid foundation for your blog, search engine visibility, and user experience. So yeah, with technical SEO, man, it's really, really important. And I don't think we talk about it as much. I don't think most don't give a full breakdown on it. You can go deeper on the technical side also. There's a lot of other things that we can discuss.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.